With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. officials say an enemy drone that killed three American troops and wounded dozens more may have been confused with an American drone returning to the U.S. base. Correspondent John Gambrell.
They say this enemy drone may have been able to strike the base because they were expecting another American drone to come in and land at the same time. The air defenses got confused and didn't open fire, mistaking that enemy drone for the American one.
Gambrell reports there had already been dozens of attacks against U.S. bases and troops.
This attack in Jordan marks the first time that we've seen any attack on U.S. personnel in Jordan. Analysts say that this potentially widens the risk for American troops in other countries in the Middle East. It also raises a concern about what the American response would be. So far, U.S. President Joe Biden has said that there will be a retaliatory strike. He's not given any other information about what that could entail.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democrats urging the Fed to lower interest rates to make housing more affordable.
A group of Democrat senators has sent a letter to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell saying rates should be lowered due to the lack of affordable housing. It reads, quote, as the Fed weighs its next steps in the new year, we urge you to consider the effects of your interest rate decisions on the housing market. The Fed issued a series of rate hikes in 2022 and 23 to tame inflation. It had reached a 40-year high after the president passed trillions of dollars in government spending related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bob Agner reports.
In Hong Kong, a court has ordered China Evergrande, the world's most heavily indebted real estate developer, to be liquidated following a failed effort to restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination looking to expand.
The Global Methodist Church, which was formed in response to the breakup of the United Methodist Church, is making plans to set up shop in the Southwest and along the West Coast. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post, quote, several of the local churches that will become members of the Western States Provisional District are new church plants. Others are ones that disaffiliated from the UMC. The GMC was formed in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia this year, and the results likely to have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in that race are being backed by a number of hardline and usually very aggressive Islamic groups. This is SRN News. Amazon calling off a proposed acquisition of iRobot, with the e-commerce giant blaming, quote, undue and disproportionate regulatory hurdles. Charles de la Desma has more.
The companies say in a joint statement they entered into a mutual agreement to terminate their announced acquisition agreement and express disappointment. The deal was facing antitrust scrutiny on both sides of the Atlantic. The European Commission, the EU's executive arm and top antitrust enforcer, had informed Amazon last year of its preliminary view that the acquisition of the robot vacuum maker would be anti-competitive. Amazon announced in 2022 that it would buy iRobot, but the value of the deal fell 15% after iRobot incurred new debt. Amazon will pay the company a termination fee. Charles de la Desma, London.
More details at srnnews.com.